time for America's camp meeting. This year, God leads us toward freedom, revival, and dominion. Join us July 3rd, 4th, and 5th at World Harvest Church as Pastor Ron Parsley welcomes special guests Ron Carpenter, Tudor Bismarck, Samuel Rodriguez, Real Talk Kim, James Tan, Tracy Mitchell. Worship by Roosevelt Stewart, Lisa Brunson, Aaron Moses, Bella Taylor Smith, and Bonnie Lopez.
We've got to reach this generation for Jesus.
Don't miss Dominion Camp Meeting.
Equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
He breathed in Genesis chapter 2, and man became a living soul. He breathed again in Acts chapter 2, and we all got a new beginning in this earth. I want you to welcome tonight the General of Pentecost in the Pentecostal Palace, World Harvest Church. Welcome to the platform, our speaker, our pastor, Dr. Rod Parsley. Give him praise, give him glory. We are now no longer spectators of the miracles. We're no longer just on the sidelines, fans of the message. That same spirit. Not a facsimile, not a carbon copy, not a picture. Not a third cousin removed four times by marriage. That same spirit that invaded the borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, raised to life again the three-day dead body of the Prince of God, now dwells inside your mortal body. Acts 1:8 said, show me the souls. Pentecostal people always clam up right here. Show me the souls. Pastor, show me the souls. Evangelist, apostle, prophet, show me the souls. And I don't mean that you carved a notch in your belt. I mean life transformation. And I'm talking about folks that were blind and now they see. I'm talking about folks, you don't have to train how to pray. I'm talking about folks that have been transformed by the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Show me the soul. I don't care about your sermon. Show me the souls. Witnesses unto me, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the ends of the earth. Shout yes. Shout, show me the souls. Foundational Christian orthodoxy. Correct belief. Orthodoxy. Not just believe. Correct. Biblically sound. Theologically correct has been insulted and mocked, renamed and rebranded, neglected and abandoned, just relics on the ash heap of a culture-pleasing, user-friendly, emerging church. Let me see you, tell you what I see emerging. Nothing anything like, but a mere shadow of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Misguided in morality. God help me. Deficient in doctrine. Derelict to their duty. Speaking in silly, smiling, juvenile tones about everything except what the head of the church said justly warranted the greatest emphasis. There's a proliferation of so-called preachers. They have the profession that they are Pentecostal, but their poverty of power exposes them and their faux Christianity. Success in life package sermons are more suited for a self-help seminar at the local Days Inn. Than Pentecostal church services. Entertainment has climbed higher on the list of priorities than appealing to eternal souls. The gift of gab has replaced the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Smooth oratory has supplanted stammering lips possessed by the Holy Ghost, proclaiming God's power to save, to heal, to deliver. Away with your silly social media quips. Give me some preachers that want some discernment.
Today's free offer is a beautifully written guide on the role of the Holy Spirit, a product of 40 years of worldwide ministry. 50 Promises and Purposes of the Holy Spirit illuminates how the Spirit was sent to give you knowledge, comfort, and power. Expertly written by Dr. Rod Parsley, this priceless resource is our free gift to you. Ask for the 50 Promises and Purposes of the Holy Spirit.
Every person is born with God-given purpose, a spark placed by heaven, a calling meant to shape the future. At Valor Christian College, we don't just educate, we activate. We train leaders, develop conviction, and prepare students to walk boldly in what God has called them to do. Here, you'll build lifelong friendships, grow in faith, and discover your true identity in Christ. Inside these walls, passion finds direction, calling is clarified, and destiny begins to unfold. We are the remnant called to be resurrected, relevant, and sent as history makers and revivalists into the world. This is where gifts are sharpened. This is where faith becomes action. This is where revival becomes personal and purpose becomes clear. This is Valor Christian College.
Somebody shout, we're Pentecostal people. I gotta hurry. Pick up your Bible, wherever you got it, however you got it. You got one? Lift it up. Without this Bible, you cannot understand God nor Jesus. But without the Holy Ghost, you would not have this Bible. He inspired it. He breathed in Genesis chapter 2, and man became a living soul. He breathed again in Acts chapter 2, and we all got a new beginning in this earth. I need somebody to shout, man. Never ever attempt to base your faith on reason. And philosophy. Apart from the Spirit of God, let God show you the pattern. We're helpless without the scepter of the supernatural. When we surrender that, we're left with nothing but the stunning reality of impotent religion. So the church limps along, surviving. On the life support of mechanical, man-made irrigation without the help of supernatural intervention. Lift your hands. Say, Holy Spirit, I repent. I need you. I need you. I need you. Now give him praise and give him glory. Enough of our memorized shout, our talk tongue, our learned dance. Quit getting in front of the mirror and practicing your dance and get prostrate on your face and ask the Holy Ghost to get a hold of you. Some of this stuff is as religious as the old word of faith, 2 and 4. I doubt David's real dance has hit any of us yet. But I believe it's coming. These are all but pitiful substitutes and sorry placeholders for the reality of Pentecostal power. Great God in heaven. Now I'm going to help every Pentecostal with this quote by Samuel Chadwick. For 50 days, the facts of the gospel were complete, but no conversions were recorded. Pentecost on day one registered 3,000 men, 3,000 women, and another 1,000 children from one 12-minute sermon. Father, fill us. Oh! Fill us, Lord. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Fill us with power to evangelize our families, our neighborhoods, our cities, and our nations. God in heaven, we pray for a fresh infilling and baptism of the Holy Ghost. And fire, send it now, we pray, lest we die.
You know, the Feast of Pentecost is a God-appointed day of
fire and of power and of his precious anointing. Over in the book, I call it the book of action, the book of Acts, chapter number 2. You know it well. King Jesus promised to send the blessed Holy Spirit. And that prophecy was fulfilled 50 days after his crucifixion. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, tongues of fire produced power from heaven itself. Power to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ with signs and wonders and miracles following. Dear friend, you and I are living in a Holy Ghost moment right now. You hear me? The Lord God is going to accomplish his plan on earth. Here's how he's going to do it. By giving his people, you and me, the provision and the power necessary to fulfill his divine purpose in this earth. Deuteronomy 8:18, I'm going to make that your word for today. Here's what it says. Remember the Lord your God, for it is he, not you, he who gives you the ability to get wealth so that, don't miss this part, so that he, God, can establish his covenant in the earth. Well, in this Holy Ghost declared year of covenant connection, you and I are witnessing the fire of Pentecostal power invade college campuses, professional sports, college sports, revive even the most lethargic of churches. God was then, and he is right now, still confirming his word with signs following. As I wrote in my best-selling book, Pentecost If, there it is, Pentecost If, I said the New Testament church's testimony was confirmed by remarkable demonstrations of divine power within a single generation as a result. The gospel of Jesus Christ spread to the expanses and the entirety of the known world at that time. Well, today, my dear partner and friend, you can play a vital, vibrant role in the same world-changing, fire-driven force of the Holy Spirit in this world. I believe, I do, that you are watching today, not by accident, but by divine appointment, because you're anticipating, aren't you, the hand of God to move in a supernatural way for you during this holy feast season of Pentecost. The word of the Lord is very, very clear. We must appear before our Father God during this season with an offering in our hand to celebrate Pentecost. Well, today, your generous Pentecost offering of $50 or more, $1 for each day between Passover and when the fire fell from heaven at Pentecost. When you sow that gift today of $50 or more, I want to bless you with a very unique, personally signed copy of that best-selling book, Pentecost If. Now, if you already have a copy, and you may, I hope you do, well, then get another one. You can share it with someone else who needs the fire of Pentecost to be made real in their life. That'll be a blessing. Every Pentecost offering is so important to God's work, very, very important to this global teaching, preaching,
soul winning ministry. You know, we've been here over four decades now, every day. Perhaps, I pray so, the Holy Spirit of God is speaking to you about an uncommon Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more. I will be so very, very thankful. So thankful that I'll honor your step of faith by adding your name or the name of someone you love permanently inscribed upon a beautiful plaque on a Pentecost pillar, because you are a pillar of Pentecost surrounding this beautiful eternal fire Pentecost globe you see behind me right now. Your name will be right here permanently. Everyone will see it and give glory to God, lay their hand on it, and pray for you. I want you to simply pick up that phone. It's right there next to you. It always is. Or you can visit rodparsley.com, that secure website. Or, Joni, and I love it when you rush your letter to us, send a little note along with your gift so we can believe God for your miracle. And listen, you need to do it soon, because it needs to get here before Pentecost Sunday, May 24th.
This Pentecost, God desires to awaken His fire and power within you.
And Pastor Parsley has prepared an extraordinary collection of anointed ministry resources to help you step into more. More power, more purpose, and more of God's presence in your life.
As you honor the Lord with your commanded Pentecost offering of $50 or more, we want to bless you with one of the greatest ministry resource sets we've ever released. You will receive the complete 2026 Pentecost gift set, including Dr. Rod Parsley's celebrated book, Pentecost If, a powerful revelation that God truly has more for you. The exclusive companion study guide, created to help you deepen your knowledge of God's promises and anointing in your life. The brand new seven-part video series, Pentecost If, both the physical and digital versions, so you can experience this life-changing revelation anytime, anywhere. This entire ministry resource package is our way of thanking you for your generous Pentecost offering of $50 or more. Please call, click, or write today.
When you sow a Pentecost seed of $100 or more, we will also add a commemorative brick engraved with your name placed around the Pentecost Globe Memorial. It will be a lasting testament of your declared stand for Pentecost in these end days. Call now or visit rodparsley.com.
For our special friends who feel led to sow a commanded Pentecost offering of $1,000 or more, your name will be added to one of our beautiful Pentecost pillars lined along the pathway to the Pentecost Globe Memorial.
With every Pentecost offering at any level, we'll also include two vials of Pentecost anointing oil consecrated for personal ministry and the powerful book, The Fire Within. These gifts are prayerfully prepared to stir the fire of Pentecost within your heart and home. Don't miss this divine moment. Pentecost Sunday is May 24th, and God has commanded us not to appear before Him empty-handed. Call with your Pentecost offering 24 hours a day, visit rodparsley.com, or write to us today.
This Pentecost, step into more. More fire, more faith, and more of God's power released in your life.
I think you'll agree with me that our world today is in tremendous need of the mighty baptism in the Holy Spirit, His fire, His power, His gifts, His fruit, for sure. Know this, my dear friend, I believe you're watching today not by accident, but by divine appointment, because you're anticipating, as I am, for the hand of God Almighty to move in a supernatural way for you during this Pentecost season. Well, let me share this with you. my wonderful friend and partner, Janice, wrote to me, said, I need such a supernatural move of God. She said, I moved to a new city, but I was unable to find employment. Now, I know many of you can certainly understand that situation. She was nearly out of money when she made a faith decision. I love that. A decision of faith. You see, she heard my teaching about the power of Pentecost and set in her heart to give a once-a-year sacrificial Pentecostal offering. Here's what she says in her letter. Within 30 minutes, did you hear me? Within 30 minutes of mailing my Pentecost offering, the owner of the company I had interviewed with called me on a Sunday night, to let me know I was hired. Well, I think you can rejoice with Janice. I want to bless you, Janice. Thank you for that tremendous testimony, encouraging tens of thousands today. Now, my question is, what about you? Your phone's right there. Go ahead, pick it up. Call to give your very best once a year Pentecost offering, just like Janice did. And join me and millions around the world in prayer for the mighty power of the Holy Spirit to sweep across this nation in revival and into your personal situation as well. Now, for your best Pentecost gift today, I want to send you 2 vials of anointing oil. I want you to use it however the Holy Spirit leads you to and believe for your miracle and know I'm agreeing with you. Always, always, always include your prayer requests whenever you contact us so Joni and I can agree with you along with tens of thousands around the world on Sunday, May 24th. Pentecost Sunday. I'm going to leave you today with these powerful and profound words of the Lord Jesus from John 7:38. Here it is. Talks about you. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart for you today will flow rivers of living, life-giving water. Hallelujah. I want you to be forged in the fire of Pentecost and ready to be a vessel fit for our Father's use today. God bless you now. I'll see you next time right here. Been here for over 40 years every day on your Breakthrough.
This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. For more information on the expanding outreaches of this ministry, please visit rodparsley.com.